In the ancient world, it was common to believe that the universe was eternal. There was no beginning, there would be no end. Plato, in his book Timaeus, disrupted that view. Plato, in quite a radical way, put forward the idea that the universe did in fact have a beginning. And not only did it have a beginning, it had a creator. In his book, there is this godlike figure called the Demiurge. And the Demiurge was a craftsman, a builder, an architect, if you will. But this craftsman, this architect, this carpenter was also referring to a blueprint, to a model. And that blueprint, that model, was kind of the ideal world. We could refer to this myth, this story, this metaphor, if you will, in thinking about the ways in which the natural world reveals to us something of its creator. Well, some 500 years later, there was this Jewish philosopher who lived in Alexandria, Egypt. His name was Philo. Well, Philo believed that what Plato was getting at had already been gotten at in the book of Genesis. That in fact, yes, this universe was not eternal, that it had a beginning, that it was created, and it was created not though by this demiurge craftsman, but rather by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that when God created this entire universe, he did so because he loved this universe. And as he created this universe, he imbued it with some basic laws, some basic ways of thinking about the good life. Philo, like Plato, believed that there are things in our natural world that speaks of life, that speaks of goodness, that speaks of order. But for Philo, it also spoke to us of the ways in which we could imitate God, that we too can choose a good life, a life that speaks of not only order, but of love. Hello, everyone. If you enjoy this podcast, then please like, share, and subscribe. And if you would like to receive these podcasts directly into your inbox, please sign up for our mailing list. And if you would like to support this podcast, then please consider becoming a member on Patreon.